The higher you build your barriers, the taller I become. The further you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away. No matter, 'cause there's something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone, oh no. Something inside so strong, oh, something inside so strong. The more you refuse to hear my voice, the louder I will sing. You hide behind walls of Jericho, our lives will come tumbling down. Deny my place in time, you squander away. Shine so bright it will blind you, because there's something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone, oh no. Something inside so strong.
Yes, Something Inside So Strong by Lira at exactly 19 minutes after 7. I did also play Your Spirits by Beyonce. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music on the Morning Mimosa on Proud FM. Your Kasi, your Stasi. Welcome back. If you've just joined us, we are now joined in by our guest, Peter Daniels, an award-winning author. Did you see the poster that was showing that we were circulating on the socials? If you did not, that means you are not following us on social media, Facebook, Insta, Twitter, and you should do that. So search Proud FM and you will be able to find us. And then anytime we have a guest, you will see that. Otherwise, We are now going to chat to Peter Daniels. And if you have a question or to have a comment, you can comment on our socials. You can also send us a WhatsApp note, a message on 074-563-5748. It is Mandy J on The Morning Mimosa on Proud of M, Yokasi, Yostasi. But I'm not alone. I'm with Peter Daniels. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Mandy.
How are you doing?
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to have you. It's nice to have you. But before we start with our discussion, there might be someone who might know who you are, and other people that might not know who's Peter Daniels. I mean, you are an award-winning author, and congratulations on that. But who is Peter Daniels?
Thank you very much for the congratulations. I appreciate it. Peter Daniels is a little barefoot boy born in Cape Town, Elsie's River, a small little colored community there.
Uh-huh.
Born and bred there, and then grew up, went to school. Later in life, I came to Pretoria to seek better opportunities. Got here, got married to my lovely wife, Yalga, and I've got two daughters, Bianca and Megan, beautiful daughters. And then from there, I started writing poetry when I was very young in school. And then people noticed it, and on Facebook they started saying, I must bring out a poetry book. But I think we'll talk about more about that later. So yeah, I'm Peter Daniels, a.k.a. PD. Howlett. What van my OPD? Who's this guy?
Who is he?
Is ikke man. Kalfoot klonkie van die Elsies. They hope you know how smart you so come and speak English, yeah? And forget all about me. Your alter ego. Come on, Peter, introduce me as well, man. How's it, my brah? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot. I've got an alter ego guy called Klong or Kalfoot. Hey, ni Klong ni. Kalfoot Klongki funny. Yals is young. Who's Jairan? Okay, kan jy nou net bikki stil bly, meneer, laat ons dit hierdie interview kan klaar maak. Sorry for that, Mandy. I apologize.
So are you going to be able to keep him under control?
Let me just, sorry. Worry, gaan gou toilet toe, asseblief, man, en bly daar tot ek klaar is, hoor? Okay, sharp. Now, he's going to the bathroom, he'll stay there until I'm finished.
Poor thing.
Sorry for that, Mandy. Sorry, listeners.
Okay, all right. Welcome, Peter Daniels and
Kalfoot Klonki van die Elsies, alias Klong.
All right. So he's fine, but he's in the toilet
he's
now.
He's in the bathroom. He won't come out.
Okay. All right, okay. It's so good to have you, Peter Daniels, on The Morning Mimosa on Proud of M, Yokasi, Yostasi. Where does your writing talent come from? Like, where did you inherit it from? You know, people always say it's the type of thing that is in your genes. You know, where does it come from?
Strange enough, I don't have any role models when I grew up.
Uh-huh.
Any author role models.
Uh-huh.
I just normally went to school. You know, in school you had to write essays and stuff in those years.
Uh-huh.
And my love for writing actually stems from that point onwards, you know, especially when we had to do recitations in the old days, as we call it. I loved poetry, that school poetries, and that is where I fell in love with writing and poetry and languages.
Yeah.
Especially Afrikaans.
Okay, all right. And so obviously there was nobody specifically who molded you and on your writing.
Nobody molded me in my writing. Sometimes I'm happy about it because now I developed my own style of writing, and I'm a free spirit in the writing genre.
Okay. So would you say that it took you long to publish your book? For example, if you started writing in high school and it was not something that you did straight away, you know, after high school, if this is your first book that you have written, would you say that it took you long to publish your first book?
It took me quite long.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I started in high school. Then I wrote some books in college, poems in college as well.
Yeah.
And then after that, when I started working, I started writing poems on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it took me very long.
Why?
People noticed. I was always scared and afraid of putting my name on a book and writing a book. Stepping out underwater, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always told people, I am not writing to publish a book. I am writing to encourage people, to inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, there's a lady from Australia, Pietro,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a lady from Yalcis River, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
They encouraged me mm-hmm. to write a poetry book.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, they said, that's it. It's final. You must now publish your book.
Mm.
And the journey started in January this year. And the journey ended in June, 11th of June this year, when I published the book.
Mm. Okay. So, personally, I have an interest in writing, and therefore I'm in the communities that are discussing about writing and things like that. And what I've always read there is that it's a bit challenging to publish a poetry book. Is that the case?
100% correct. It is challenging to publish a poetry book. Quite frankly, in South Africa, poetry books doesn't sell that well. That is what the publishers warned me when I started. They said, I mustn't expect to become a millionaire with a poetry book.
Uh-huh.
But hey, it's my passion, it's my love, so I publish it in any case. So yeah, it's not easy, uh-huh. but it's doable. You know, you mustn't have too high expectations, but you also mustn't let your guard down, because anything can happen, anything is possible.
Mm. So, okay, obviously you say it's difficult because it doesn't sell well. It doesn't sell well because what, South Africans are not into poetry?
Yes, unfortunately, South Africa is not so much into poetry. There's a huge poetry community out there.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There's uh-huh. a huge. But not all of them, because if you even go back to my hometown, my home region, people are asking me, gedigte? Recitaties? Why? Where does this come from now?
Yeah.
So people are not so much into poetry, because sometimes there's a deeper side of poetry that people can sometimes maybe not translate or, you know, buy into. But there is a huge market as well. As I'm saying this to a huge market, there is also a huge following of poetry in South Africa and all over the world.
Okay. All right. So how did you publish your book? Is it self-published or, you know, so what's the process? Maybe there's someone listening there and, you know, they want to understand publishing. And if it's self-published, you know, how did you go about doing that?
I'm going to stand still here a little bit. It's good that you asked me this question.
Uh-huh.
People that want to publish must be very careful who they deal with out there.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of publishers that it really takes people for a ride.
Yeah.
So if you've got your book together and now you want to start publishing this book, make sure you go with the right publishers.
Uh-huh.
I've got a little bit of a bad experience. I went with one publisher, and then I found that at the end of the day, they're pocketing all the money. Like I said in the beginning, it's not about making money for me. It's about love.
Yeah.
But if somebody just robs you in living daylight, I mean, you can't take that as well.
Yeah.
Make sure you go to a reputable publisher.
Okay.
Make sure that your poets or whatever you write still remains your intellectual property. Because people want to claim the property, and at the end of the day, you'll find that you're making other people rich through your property. Mm. Poetry, writing, it's your property.
Yeah. Okay. I want us to take a break and we'll continue when we come back. But from the social media, I don't know if you saw this comment, Denver Collins, no, said, we are definitely listening to it, PD. It was from the post that you post. Awesome. Don't forget to mention us listening in from New Zealand, 17:15 our time.
Thank you for reminding me. I was actually keeping it till more to the end. But Denver Collins from New Zealand, my brother, my cousin, if you're listening, this is a shout out to you in New Zealand, your family, and everybody that you gathered around your laptop to listen to me. I'm proud of you and thank you for supporting me, my brother. All the way from New Zealand.
All the way from New Zealand. Let's take a break with Mafike Zolo, M. Langeni. And then when we come back, we'll continue and chat to Peter Daniels. There's so much to talk about. It is the Morning Mimosa on Proud FM. Yoka, your Stasi. And I am Mandy J. 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. How are you doing?
thola kuphi manje sithanda samnangizokuthola kuphi manje sithanda samnangizokuthola kuphi manje sithanda samnangizokuthola kuphi.
I will meet you at the river. I will meet you at the river. So torn and grown in the land, yet this kind of sun. I will meet you at the river. I will meet you at the river. So torn and grown in the land, yet this kind of sun.
Yes, I will meet you at the river. That is Ma Fikizolo M. Langeni. It's a beautiful song. I really love it. It's one of my favorites. Peter, you are still with us.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Why is it that creatives are always so nervous to talk about their work?
Because that bragging thing, you know, we don't want to come out as bragging. We want to come out as humble. And when in a stage like this, we our humbleness reminds us of our nervousness.
Okay, all right. If you've just joined us, we are talking to Peter Dynals, an award-winning author. It is 34 minutes away from the hour 7 o'clock. It is the Morning Mimosa on Port of Amiokas, Yostasi. And I am Mandy J. We're having great conversations here with Peter Dynals. Peter, can you just remind us about your book? What's the name of your book and what is it all about?
My book is called Salt Corals. Uh-huh. People ask me, why do you use that title? Salt, if you put it in food, it gives spice to the food. Uh-huh. And each of my poems in this book intends to give spice to people, to spice up people's life. So each poem wants to leave a grain of salt in your mouth to spice up your life.
Okay. All right. Now, from your bio, you say that you had an absent father whom you met for the very first time at his funeral. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So there is a boy out there or a daughter who has an absent parent and are struggling to find motivation in life. How did you find your motivation in life without being demotivated by, you know, not having a father around?
The first thing I did is, as a young boy, I was looking for fatherly role models in every person I searched. And everybody disappointed me. Uh-huh. Until I met my Lord Jesus Christ. And uh-huh. then some people led me to the Lord. And then I learned that Father God is the ultimate father. Uh-huh. And he put me on his, not physically, but he put me on his lap. And he said, from this day forward, I'll be your father and you'll be my son. Your identity is in me. Because face it, a child of other father is a child searching for identity. And I can tell everybody out there, you've got an identity. I mean, this is a thing that follows the colored people. I don't know about other nations, but it follows the colored people, that fatherless children and children looking for identity, going out into the world, trying to make all kinds of nonsense just to get that identity. I found my identity in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I can sit here today knowing who I am.
Okay. So for you, it was a spiritual journey and finding that spiritual father. Okay. So there's a lot that is happening in September, such as International Translation Day, International Literacy Day, Heritage Day, which is coming up on Thursday. And as a writer, I suppose these days are important to you. I think it talks to how you can make your work available to a wider audience. Now, your book is written in Afrikaans. Are you planning to translate it into other different languages?
I actually spoke about this with my wife last night. And Soet Korrels is an Afrikaans poetry book. There's some segments of the book that is not translatable, you know.
Yeah.
You'll lose the nuances because in the book there's a lot of Cape slang language from the colored people.
Yeah.
And to translate that will be difficult.
Yeah.
So I won't translate the book, but I'm bringing out a new poetry book in English, all in English, all new fresh poems.
Yeah, yeah. And then what do you think about this day, International Translation Day, just as an author? What do you think about it?
It is very good because as authors, you would like the whole world to share your views and your writing with the whole world. And obviously, if people can't understand your language that you're writing in, it's good that it can be translated into other languages to share with other people as well what you're all about, what your country is all about, what your people are all about.
Mm.
So yeah, for me personally, translation is very important. But I thought about this last night, and translation is just not only translating from one language to another.
Uh-huh.
Poetry especially. You can write a poem, and if people don't understand it, what the meaning is, whether it's English, Zulu, or Afrikaans, the translation gets lost. So sometimes that translation from the poem itself needs to happen as well to the people. That's why you'll find a lot of authors explaining their poetry. That's also a form of translation.
Okay. And then on the 8th, again in September, we celebrated International Literacy Day. Now, I don't think illiteracy for you was a problem. However, as a writer, you would want more people to be able to read your work. But at the same time, we know that there is a high number of people that cannot read or write, you know. So what I want to check with you, have you experienced or witnessed someone close to you, you know, who has struggled with illiteracy? You know, how do you think that one can overcome that?
You're touching my heart, Mandy. I would like to expose myself at this moment. My mom was illiterate.
Uh-huh.
She grew up and then she wasn't afforded to go to school. She cried, but she couldn't go. She had to go and work. So obviously when I was born, she couldn't read or write. As I grew up, she was so happy for me for reading my first sentence. I didn't know what that happiness was all about. Then I found out later, it is to read to her. So she had heaps and heaps of storybooks that I read to her. That is where my mother became my soulmate, because we used to lie in bed, read all the stories of Mark Konde, Kijk, Kier, Verdwaalde Harte. I read all those stories to my mom. I think there is also where my love for reading and poetry comes from. So illiteracy is very real, and people, just the basic fact of being able to read or write is very real. And what I urge the broader public out there is not to laugh, because my mother was laughed at a lot because she couldn't read or write. It's not to laugh at people that can't read and write, but to have heart with them. Boost them when they go for adult classes for reading and writing. Boost them, support them, so that they can get this thing, you know, of just reading and writing. It opened up a big world for a person. It's like a blind man finally getting to see. I remember when my mother was an adult and she read the first sentence. Wow, it was such joy. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now you're touching my heart. So I want to tap into that, because your mother, she couldn't read or write. And you are a writer. As a young boy, of course, we were taught how to write and read in school.
Mm.
How did you manage that? Because today, that is the type of problems we experience, where the problem is, or rather the reason that is being given why children who are maybe 9 years old cannot read or write, you know, they would say because their parents are uneducated, their parents are illiterate. But here you are. You were raised by an illiterate mother, and you are an author. You are a published, award-winning author. How did you manage that as a young boy?
Once again, my mother. My mother said, not on my watch. You will read. You will learn to write and read. And the thing that wasn't afforded to me, I'm affording to you. I mean, my mother was a very harsh woman. We got beatings and stuff. So she would, I would read stuff and my mother wouldn't understand what I'm reading. But she said, read. You must read, you know. I could have lied to her, but the integrity inside of me didn't allow that. So yes, my mother was a big driving force behind my learning at a young age.
I suppose there's the answer. Present parent with the driving force for you to be able to read. Okay, all right. Now, on the 24th of September, we are celebrating Heritage Day. What does this mean to you as a colored man in South Africa? And how do you define your heritage? And how do you celebrate this day?
My sole purpose in life is to make the colored people aware that they are a people, that they are a nation, that they're not here, placed here by mistake, a God-forgotten people, you know? So, I am proudly colored. You know, there's a big story on social media, as you know, about coloreds versus blacks versus whites versus that. For me, I am here to promote my culture as a colored and to let the world know, especially my people know, that they are a people, they've got a heritage, they've got a culture, they've got a language. I'm going to shock you now, but Afrikaans is a colored language developed into a, you know, higher standard. But we've got all of those things. So my cry to my people is to make them aware they've got the identity.
Yeah.
They're not going fruitlessly through life.
Yeah.
And that means to me a lot to embrace my colored culture in a multicultural South Africa.
Okay, and then specifically, how will you be celebrating this day? Will there be a braai?
Yes, of course. Unfortunately, braai day is the big thing.
Uh-huh.
But like our colored culture, we've got some samosas, we've got biryani. My wife makes all that food on the day if we're not braaiing, you know. And we've got all this thing happening for us. So it will be a celebration. On that day, I'll join Esteres to celebrate Heritage Day as well. But yes, for us, it will be braai or biryani or samosas, all the things that colored people loves.
But do tell me now, when you talk about biryani, I always associate biryani with Indians. Is that what's happening there?
You must remember, when the colored people started, we got influence from Malay, Indians. That's why we colored. We got all this influence, you know. We eat pap.
Yeah.
So we got all this influence. God made us very special and very unique, where we can embrace all cultures put together, culminated into a colored culture. So yes, biryani is part of colors, although it comes from the Indians. We make a lekker biryani.
Okay, all right. Peter, let's take that break. And then finally, when we come back, we'll wrap our discussion.
When I was young, I fell in love with used to old hands, man, that was enough. Then we grew up, started to touch. Used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. I know your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I see you with a wall. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to meet me on the inside, in the city with the sun all set. And every day, you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue Corvette. You know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me, yeah. We can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life and you put a line through. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me a heart, cause I'm gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. We know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me.
17, and we got a dream to have a family, a house and everything in between. And then suddenly, we're 10-23, and now we got pressure for taking our life more seriously. We got a dead end jobs and got bills to pay. Have old friends and now our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun don't set. And every day, you know where we ride, through the back streets in a blue Corvette. I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me. Singing, we can go.
nation.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
You are tuned into the Morning Mimosa on Word.
Life happens to us when we're busy making other plans. No matter how easy it is to put off final arrangements, the cost of waiting can be too high. Here's the first step you can take, and it won't cost you anything. The good people at Matheson Funeral Services make it their mission to take the stress and uncertainty out of grief. Matheson Funeral Services offers policies, exportation to other countries, ceremonial services, affordable cremations, burial services, and tombstones, giving your loved one the comfort and attention they deserve. Give Matheson's a call today at 078-450-8343 or visit us at 324 St. Joseph Avenue. Matheson's Funeral Services. We care.
Eerstres, as a community, can overcome the COVID-19 disease. We at Poort FM urge the community to stand together. So stay safe and stay clean.
Poort FM. Poort FM.
Looking for a professional service for security or electronics, access control, intercoms, alarm systems, gate motors, garage doors, fiber optics, electric fencing, data cabling, and many more. Contact A&H Electronics 082-281-4444.
East Side, Khalid, that's the track you had there, DJ Khalid. It is for 49 minutes away from the hour, 7 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, welcome to the Morning Mimosa. It's so good to have you. I am Mandy J, and I am with Peter Dynals. We are wrapping up our discussion. We are talking all things author-related, all things award-winning author. We are talking about what exactly are we talking about, Peter, if somebody has just tuned in and they hear Peter Dynals. Just tell us quickly about your book.
We're talking about the life of Peter Dynals and how he became an author, and a published author, and an award-winning author, and what led him to this stage of his life, his book, Salt Corals.
So that's exactly what we are talking about here on the Morning Mimosa on Poort FM, your Siosta. See, it is 10 to 8, and we are finalizing our discussion with Peter. It's been a great one. Now, Peter, you are a first-time author, and you are award-winning. How did this happen? Because, you know, there's that person who's busy scribbling there on their notebook. And they are struggling with all sorts of problems. And here you are. You are a first-time author, and you have just published a book. Maybe I should ask, how long did it take you to put the book together? And maybe, you know what, that person who's sitting there is saying, well, it's a poetry book. You know, how long can it take really to write? How many poems do you have in your book?
In my book, I've got about 92 poems.
So how did that happen? First-time author, award-winning, how did that happen?
How it happened is, it's actually a surprise for me as well. You remember, I published in June. 11th of June this year, and then I was actively involved on social media promoting my book, marketing my book, and then I came across this lady, Anthea Embersley. She said, forward your book to me. We got an award show coming on soon, so I forwarded the book to her. There goes the book. And then she called me back later. She said, you are nominated for an award.
Wow.
In the section Afrikaans Poetry. Now, Ms. Remember, this is the African Poets Award, right? African Authors Awards. It crosses the whole of Africa. It's mostly English. Here comes an Afrikaans boyki, colored boyki, and his book gets introduced into this award-winning situation. I was overjoyed and over the moon, you know, to get the accolade. Just the accolade. And I told everybody, if I don't win anything, just to be nominated you know, in the first month. I mean, my book went published 11th of June. The 31st of July, I got my award.
Yeah.
So it's all by the grace of God. Some people will say it's circumstantial, but I don't think so. It was divine purpose from God himself, that I was in the right place, at the right spot, and making myself known out there.
Mm.
So for all other people that's doing publishing books, as soon as that book hits the market, go on social media, advertise yourself, market yourself. People will notice you.
Yeah, and then there's a big thing on social media, I think, and we're going to talk about this, because also you are an author, you are now selling, so you've now entered business. But when you say go on social media, people go on social media, and sometimes when you post, you don't even get a response. So I see from you, it was persistent and, you know, putting yourself out there. Okay, that's great. How are the book sales going? Forgive me if this is personal, but how is it going?
It's a good question. People perceive, when they see you on social media, people perceive that the book sales are going good. Actually, not going very well. You know,
yeah.
I sold my first 100 books, and then I printed my second 100 books, and I'm now almost halfway through my second 100. My goal is still to have 2,000 books by the end of this year. It's going slow now, but I have to be patient. I was very impatient in the beginning. I wanted to sell 1,000 books by the end of June. It's an unrealistic dream, you know.
Uh-huh.
You must be realistic about this. You must be patient. And the word you used is consistent. You must be consistent. You mustn't get discouraged. You must keep on posting. I've got these two ladies in my life that helped me with my website, Sandra Akusila and Linda Mavave. They constantly remind me to go on Facebook, go online, market yourself, go on all platforms to market yourself. Even if you don't see the fruit immediately, it's growing. It will come.
Will you say that it's also maybe a good time now to be selling a book during lockdown? Are people, I know that you said the sales are a bit slow, but would you say people out there who've got books, that, you know what, they shouldn't be giving up because it's lockdown? I know some people will say, well, now we are on level one, so it's a bit better. But then there was the whole issue of delivery, the whole issue of face-to-face, meeting up with people.
No, lockdown was actually supposed to be the best time to sell books.
Uh-huh.
There's only so much Netflix you can watch. And people are hungry. If you go on the pages, people are hungry to read books. The thing that makes it difficult is the marketing part of it. You know, you must market your book, you must have book launches, and the lockdown was restricting that kind of a way, you know.
Uh-huh.
But there's other avenues as well. But yes, it slowed it a little bit down, but it's not supposed to be. People will read more in lockdown than they ever read before.
So
we mustn't be discouraged out there, outers.
We should not be. Okay, so publishing a book, you know, writing a book is art. Okay.
That's correct.
But now, selling a book, that's the business side of it. And how did you balance the two? Because, for example, your selling price, you must make sure that you are profitable. You know, how did you manage that? And then also, you were talking about targets. Mm-hmm. How did you set those targets? You know, you did market research. Is there market research that informs you that actually you should print 100 books? Because maybe there's that person who's about to be published and they are wondering exactly how many copies must I print? How would I know how many copies that I would print? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you do really when it comes to the business side of it? And yourself, are you equipped business-wise?
Yeah, the business side of the book is a whole new ball game. It's a whole different world. It's fun and exciting to write. It's fun and exciting to publish, to have that first book in your hand. But what happens after that? That is not the so fun part, you know. Mm-hmm. To publish the book and to write and to market the book is two different things, like I said. You must get a platform. The first thing is you must test your market.
Uh-huh.
You can't go, because what I'm doing is I'm printing the books from my own pocket,
uh-huh,
and then I sit with this 100 books in my hand. Uh-huh. Is it going to sell? Yes or no?
Uh-huh.
So obviously you can't. You must plan this.
Uh-huh.
You must first tap into your market, uh-huh, find out who's going to buy from you. Get a pre-buys, you know?
Yeah.
Get people that could commit before the time. Then you know, okay, there is 20 people that said they will buy the book. Let me print 50. You can't go and print 1,000 books and break your credit card and sit with them on yourself, you know. So you must do market research specifically on the topic that you touch on. So to see if how many people will buy this book. And then when the book comes out, you must follow up with those 20 people. Because God forbid, if 20 people said yes and you only sell 10 books from those 20 yeses, then you will get discouraged. But there's a lot of discouragement going around, but you don't need to get discouraged and hide your head in the ground. You just need people around you. I mentioned the two ladies, Sandra and Linda.
Yeah.
You need people like that, that knows the social media, that knows where to tap in and how to tap in. Somebody told me the other day, there is lots of authors that only sell 100 books in their lifetime. So that encouraged me to say that in my first month, I sold 100.
Mm.
It can only get better from here.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever give up
yeah.
if you want to make it a profitable business.
Mm-hmm.
Business and artistry, two different things.
Two different things. Now, I want to ask you this question because you talked about a platform. I know of platforms like Amazon and Google Books, you know, platforms like those, which makes it easily accessible and are you on those platforms? Because I heard you say you print and then you have the copies with you. And if you are not on those platforms, why not? Because maybe someone is thinking, well, I'm going to go straight to Amazon so that everyone can be able to access my work.
Yeah, there might be some things for people that goes there. You know, it might be not so pleasant for people. What my web designers did,
mm-hmm.
we designed my own ebook. So then we can sell my ebook on my website, and I can later sell my ebook on Kindle or Amazon as well. It's not easy tapping into Amazon, especially imagine an Afrikaans poetry book, you know. But my very first book went to this lady in Australia as an ebook. So there is a market for that as well, but it's not so easy. So get in touch with people. Don't sit in your own bubble, in your own corner. Get in touch with people that's out in the market that knows what to do to get some help in that regard of Amazon, Kindle platforms.
Mm, okay, all right. Lastly, there is a listener who's out there. I always think about this listener who wants to complete their book but just can't get to it, you know, because of pressures, personal pressures, work pressure, because, you know, you can be an aspiring writer, but you find that realistically you've got a job, you've got a family, and you know, like yourself, you know, how do you balance all of that? And
you'll be surprised, when I started writing poetry, I was driving to Polokwane. I get a poem in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped on the highway, which is not legal sometimes. Nowadays it's not safe even.
Yeah.
But I stop, say at the garage, I stop, I write down my poem.
Yeah.
And then I carry on with my journey.
Mm.
So the most important thing to do is to write, and write. You don't write a book somehow one go.
Yeah.
You write page by page.
Yeah.
You'll find out within a month or two, you've written down half of your book already.
Mm.
You know? But don't stop writing. Don't start with a book. Start with pages. Start with paragraphs. Start with essays. But don't think big, because that will discourage you. But don't stop writing. That's the most important part. Every time you get, every off day you get, when you finish cooking, is if you're a mom, just take that 10 minutes and write something down. But write at all times.
So keep a journal. Don't start with a book. Start with a paragraph.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Where to from here?
From here, I'm going to Cape Town end of the year to launch the book in my hometown, Elsie's River.
Wow.
That is my next trip.
Yeah.
And then also I will publish my book, market my book in different kind of malls and stuff. And then what the writing is concerned, my second book is coming out in March 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Am Alive.
Mm.
It's a poetry book also. It's different from South Coral. It's all new, brand new poems.
Mm-hmm.
People must watch out for it, because there's a lot of gems in there that I even got shocked when I read it back to myself. So, yeah, there too from here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
I just want to say thank you to Esteris for accepting me. And I've had a lot of book signings here in Poort, and people came and supported me. So for all the people that bought my book so far, thank you very much for buying into my vision, buying into my dream, buying into my purpose. And for those who haven't got my book yet, please go out there and get my book.
Yeah.
You will be surprised with the gems that's hidden in salt corals.
Peter Daniels, award-winning author, thank you so much for coming to the Morning Mimosa on Port FM. You've got, oh yes. Is it yourself that wants to read the poem, or is it your alter ego?
Nah, he's still stuck in the bathroom.
Okay, all right. You can go for it.
Thank you. This poem is telling who I am. It's called Kalfoot Klonki van die Elsies. Kalfoot Klonki van die Elsies. Loop van deur tot deur. Op soek na 'n stukkie brood. Amal wys jou weg. Jou ouma en oupa lê dronk by die huis. Jou ma is besig met inslaapwerk. Sien haar once in a while. Die honger vriet baie erg. Kan nie pyn meer vat nie. Moet iets in die mag kry. Die handvol sand smaak nogal lekker. Geleerendheid moet ek kry. Skool toe moet ek gaan. Al druk almal my af. Eendag sal ek bo uitkom. Die skoothondjie van die jaad kry almal sy hand-me-downs. 'N stukkie hier, 'n bietjie daar, ons lewe om te leen. Wat vir 'n ding is 'n pa, hom nog nooit geken nie. Op die tere ouderdom van 12, vir die eerste keer in 'n kus gemet. Kaalvoet klonkie van die Elsies, hier vandag, deur God se genade, want net hy alleen kon jou dra, deur jou moeilike kinderjare.
Wow. That is baie mooi, baie mooi, baie mooi.
Dankie, Mandy. Baie dankie, Mandy.
And thank you so much, Peter Daniels, for coming through. We really do appreciate it. And all the best with your book sales and your book launch in Cape Town. You must invite us.
Thank you very much. I say thank you to you as well. I appreciate being here.
Okay. All right. And that's it. You tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. But the show is not over. The Morning Mimosa is not over. It's just 4 minutes away. The hour 8 o'clock. And we will be done, obviously, at 9, but we're still going to talk about what's happening in Eersterus on the 24th of September. You must also let me know what's happening in your community. Let me know on 074-563-5748. Again, that number, 074-563-5748. And also, if you want to send a shout-out to Peter Daniels, if you want to buy his book, you can follow him on social media platforms. Peter, where do people find you on social media if maybe they want to buy the book from you or any? Engage you on, are you available to be engaged?
Yes,
as
I am.
An award-winning author?
yes, I am. Uh-huh. They can find me on my normal Facebook page. Then I've got a Facebook page called Salt Corals.
Uh-huh.
And then also my website, pd.co.za. Uh-huh. pedeedee.co.za. And then the easiest form to get me is on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
On the number 083-212-1072.
Okay, can you please repeat that for our listener who's cooking
and
still needs to get a pen and a paper?
Okay, you can find me on Salt Corals on Facebook and then also on my website, pd.co.za, and then the easiest way is all obviously on WhatsApp on my number 083-212-1072.
Okay, all right, thanks. So that's how you can get hold of Peter Daniels, an award-winning author. Otherwise, if you didn't get all of that because maybe you are busy doing your exercises, no stress, you can WhatsApp us on 074-563-5748, 074-563-5748, and we'll be able to connect you with him. Otherwise, if you also didn't get that number, maybe you're driving, you can also search Porot FM on the social media platforms, Facebook, Insta, Twitter, and you will be able to send that message to us. Otherwise, on the Morning Mimosa, we are still going to do the birthday shout-outs and also the joke of the day. So stay tuned. I was playing Remember When It Rained from DJ Spoo, so let me just play it now so that you can enjoy it.
what's inside that keep my mind away from you. No more love and no more pride. Thoughts are all I have to do. Running down.